Welcome to the Bearded Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host and co-owner of Bearded Outdoors, Reese Richards. This podcast is going to be just like you're sitting on your grandpa's tailgate. We're going to be talking about everything, faith, beards, and the great outdoors. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We really hope you enjoy and continue to do better and be better. God bless. Welcome to another episode of the Bearded Outdoors Podcast. Today it's just going to be myself. I listened to a sermon a few days ago and kind of opened my eyes, so I decided to come on and give you a little bit of view from my perspective and from what I learned through this. First, we're going to look over to Proverbs 11. We're going to go down to, honestly, all of Proverbs, verse 1 through 30 is amazing. Just seems like every verse is just another mind-blowing word. So I'm going to start with 17. So Proverbs 11, 17, and I'm going to just read through all the way to 30. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward for godly will last. The reward for the godly will last. Godly people find life. Evil people find death. The Lord detests people with crooked hearts, but he delights in those with integrity. Evil people will surely be punished, but the children of the godly will go free. A beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. The godly can look forward to a reward, while the wicked can expect only judgment. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. People curse those who hoard their grain, but they bless the one who sells in time of need. If you search for good, you will find favor, but if you search for evil, it will find you. Trust in your money and down you go, but the godly flourish like leaves in spring. Those who bring trouble on their families inherit the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise. Verse 30, the seeds of good deeds become a tree of life. A wise person wins friends. And verse 31, if the righteous are rewarded here on earth, what will happen to wicked sinners? So, Proverbs 11 1 through 31, that's all of Proverbs 11, and that was a lot. So every verse I started to read in this, because this is my first time reading Proverbs 11, I'm just starting to get into really actually studying the Bible in a sense of really understanding all of this, and Proverbs 11, just every verse was blowing my mind, it seemed like. Hearing it in this sermon, it was quick and fast, but then when I actually am sitting here reading it, it's amazing. So after this podcast, if you want to go and open up to Proverbs 11 and actually like read every single one of them and dig deep, it was amazing for me. So that was just kind of an input into this podcast. It seems like we complain about what we pray for. Every time you've prayed for a nice truck, you get a nice truck, something happens, or next thing you know, you want an even nicer truck. You get a little bit of money, next thing you know, you're praying for more money, and you get more money, but then you still, in life, it seems like all of our blessings become our burdens in our human minds. And it's just, it's so backwards in a sense of how great God is. And, you know, so many people can be closed-minded and put God in this box so small and not even realize that every second he's answering prayers. Every second, have you prayed to be healthy? Have you prayed to breathe a breath? You have, more than likely. And that breath is being given to you. That breath is a blessing. But we think of so many other things we can complain about. People, the way they are and the way their mind thinks and the way we always want bigger and better. A lot of people don't even realize, you know, you're sitting in the very thing you prayed for. And you're sitting there asking God, God, where are you? God, why aren't you answering my prayers? God, please give me answers. And it's like, what you're doing right now are answered prayers. Whether it was when you were 15 or, you know, a week ago, someone either prayed that to be done or that is part of what you've been praying for. It's like, also people ask, you know, God all the time, you know, Lord, what's your will for my life? You know, God, what do you want me to do, Lord? Please give me some answers. And it's like, dude, this is the will of God for your life. Right now is the will of God for your life. It's hard, you know, when it comes to the prayer life and praying, because, you know, God's time, his perception of time is way, way, way grander and bigger than your perception of time. Your 1 minute is like his 1,000 years. So some simple prayers and then, you know, not really understanding or, hey, God, when is this going to happen? Or all of those things, it's not up to us. The thing is, you keep going and you keep doing what you're doing and rejoice, you pray, and you be grateful for what you have right now. If you woke up and you take a breath and you're listening to this right now, that is the will of God for your life at this moment. Because he gave you that breath and allowed you to get up off of your bed and go on with your day. If your mindset changes from all of this complaining to being so grateful in the moment, imagine that mindset that will change in your mind, in your day-to-day, in the way you speak to people. And you have the opportunity to be grateful today. He gave you that breath. That is your first opportunity to thank God and be grateful. Whether you make no money today, whether you go, all your bank accounts are completely empty, it doesn't matter. After hearing this, Amber and I listened to this, kind of snippets of what I'm talking about a little bit, but it just opened our minds to so much. And it seems like there's always something to not even complain. Like, let's say your heart's so open that, like, you're not even a complainer anymore, or so you think, but like you've gotten, that was one of your big issues. You've prayed for not complaining and you know, your complaining has gotten limited and limited and you don't complain as much and you're just a little bit more grateful. I mean, just this alone, if you feel moved and you feel like this is hitting you right now, why not share it? Be grateful for the moment that you're getting right now. If there's something that is hitting you, if this happened to touch you I would stop, pull over on the side of the road if you're listening in your car, and shoot this a message. Make a post. Make something. It's not about me. Don't be afraid of that. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about God. If you felt like your spirit was being moved from just that little bit of what I just said, it hit me and moved me, and I'm trying to share it with you guys in hopes that you guys will share it with others and just spread it. What your mind thinks, it's a lot bigger. It's not about us. It's about God. It's about spreading his word. You know, that gets into why I film hunts. And it's not about, you know, me per se. It's not about what we are doing per se. It's more about the experience that we are, you know, the experience that we put ourselves out there to experience, but not allowing anybody else to experience that with me. So you kind of start getting a guilt feeling like, man, I wanted my wife to really experience that owl that flew down and landed on the limb next to me and was hooting. You know, all of those things that you try and explain to your loved ones and your friends and stuff, and it's like, you know, all of those quote-unquote you had to be there moments, that's why I started filming hunts. And now I feel I can't even step into the woods without filming, because, you know, there's some people that feel so lost at home sometimes, and they feel so lost with their life, and a lot of people sitting there, you know, what is my life? What am I supposed to be doing in my life? Or God, you know, just in that moment where you're stuck. Have you ever been stuck to where you're just sitting at home and you're just like, I don't even know what to do. I'm in between trying to figure out what God wants me to do, or I have so many things to do that I'm just so overwhelmed that I'm just stuck and I'm just sitting here. Well, walk outside, go out into the woods, take a breath, rejoice, pray, and be grateful for what you have in this very moment. I guarantee that small little 15, 20 minute, 30 minute, 40 minute refresh of walking outside, soaking in his creation, listening to the birds, listening to, you know, whatever is going on, and just live in the moment for those few minutes that you're refreshing. And just be grateful for what you have in that time. I mean, it's so hard to, until I was told in this way, and I read Proverbs 11, it put a whole different perspective in my mind. That's what I have for you today. I'm going to keep doing this. I look at it as, you know, I'm hearing stuff and I'm like, man, that's good. Amber and I are like, man, this is awesome. We write down notes and we, you know, go outside of that sermon and read the Bible a little bit and try and, you know, it hits us. So like, it's motivating, and it's like, man, only their, you know, followers are seeing this and hearing this. So I just felt like I needed to record this podcast today. I don't even know what the title of it is yet. The first thing I did when I got to the office is I had these notes from last night or two nights ago. And I just turned my mic on and started recording. So that was, once again, Proverbs 11, 1 through 31 is actually 17 through 31 is what I read, but 1 through 31 is, it's all like every single verse, man. It's just, it's moving for sure. So I just want to encourage you guys to rejoice, pray, and be grateful for what you got. And everything you prayed for and everything you hoped for is in front of you. Your mind is just so small that you're putting God into a small perspective, and you don't really realize how big God is. Every aspect of the situation you're in right now is God. Every aspect. This computer in front of me, that's God's. I'm the manager. This microphone, that's God's. I'm the manager. This cell phone, the money in my bank, hardly any, that's God's. I'm the manager. If you just be grateful, rejoice, pray, be grateful, and thank God for what you have, whether you're at the mountaintop or the valley right now, the lowest valley you could think of, who knows? You might be that person that is at the lowest, lowest point that you've ever been. Just realize, He gave you that breath when you woke up. That is hope. That is His will. And you keep pushing through. Stay close to Him. Get close to Him. Talk to Him. You don't have to sit here and have an elaborate prayer written out that you read. Just talk to Him. Talk to Him like your best friend. Talk to Him like, you know, He's not here just to dress pretty and go to service on Sundays. God doesn't care what you're wearing. God doesn't care, you know, how you speak in a sense to, you know, to Him. You don't have to use big words. You don't. Hey, God, thank you for this breath. You know, I'm going to go. I'm kind of dragging on, but I have to tell y'all a story real quick. So I'm on the phone with my buddy, Scott Hennett. Really good friend of mine. I mean, we talk on the phone probably every day, every other day. And The Chosen right now, if you guys don't know the show The Chosen, it's kind of hitting a lot of people in the feels, and it's really putting that perspective. And honestly, sounds silly, but now, like, when I think of God, I think of, like, the character in The Chosen that's Jesus. Like, it's kind of weird, but when I first started watching it, you'll notice they throw in those little, when they wake up, it's like instantly, first thing they do is they sit up in their bed, they open the palms of their hands, and they start thanking God for their sleep, thanking God for that breath, and then elaborating into the prayers for that day. You know, God, you know, help me to become closer to You. Help me to open my mind to speak the right words and to reach the lost. And that's their prayer every morning. And that's their prayer every night before they go to sleep. I'm talking to Scott a few days ago. And he started talking, and we were talking about something good. And he goes, you know, it's funny, this might sound cheesy, but... And Scott, if you're listening, man, I'm not quote-unquoting you, so don't yell at me. But he's like, you know, it might sound cheesy or something like that, but when I started watching The Chosen, man, I actually, like, wake up and open palms of my hand, and I stopped him. And I was like, I started laughing. And I was like, I can't. Our connection that we have when we talk, I mean, we talk, there's not a day that we don't talk longer than an hour. I mean, we're always talking for a long time. It's always about God. And I just started laughing and was like, man, that's so funny that you're saying this right now, because I do the same exact thing, and it has changed the way that my days go. If you start your day thinking about the world, and thinking about all the crazy things in your life or what's going on in the world, that is the start of your day. That is how your day is going to continue. Waking up, feeling that breath, being grateful in that moment, opening the palms of your hands, and just taking a deep breath, thanking God. Then get up, get your coffee, go to the gym, do whatever you have to do. But I guarantee you, once you start doing those things in the morning, before anything, you will catch yourself talking to God more throughout the day. It's almost a promise, but I don't like making promises. But, all right, guys. It was a little blabbled towards the end. I hope you got something good out of this. I hope it inspired you. This is coming to you from my spirit. We're messengers, right? We're the managers. We're the messengers. He's the owner. Transformation Church said this. I was listening. I wrote down my notes. I'm sending it to you. Do the same. Share it with somebody, guys. Send this to somebody. But anyways, we have some really exciting news coming out this week. We are introducing a new phone app, and it is going to be huge. I'm actually going to be doing a podcast on this phone app, explaining the phone app, what is the purpose of it, and where the vision of Bearded Outdoors USA is going. Super exciting news. Very... Let's just say we're taking a transformation. It's funny, Transformation Church, but we are transforming from where God has us and where God brought us from, and we see a way bigger picture. We took God out of that box, and we took all of the eyes off of us, and we are going to just open everything to God's word and trying to reach as many people as we can. He's always here for us. Every moment of every breath, that is your blessing. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. If you guys ever need anything, you can always reach out to us. We're on social media. We're all over the place. If you're listening to this, we have a YouTube channel, this podcast, of course, and then this new phone app coming out is going to be our focal. Spreading the word through our YouTube videos in the outdoors, spreading the word through our podcasts and speaking engagements and fellowships with others, and reaching the Lord through this app and this new faith-driven outdoor community. Love you guys. Appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please share with one friend right now who you feel needs to be inspired or who you feel could really use our messages in their day. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.